Hello, hello, happy holidays, everyone. I'm jumping around in the studio and so glad to be live. Hope you are too. This is Barb Schwarz. Thanks so much for listening to Staging Life with Barb. We talk about home staging. We talk about exercise. I just started Pilates. I must say that was pretty good, too. I liked it. I need the workout. And especially with the holidays coming, I want to thank you, whether you're listening in your car right now, driving down the highway, or at home on the radio, working or playing, or online. We have a lot of you that listen through stagehomes.com or KKNW, Positive Choice Talk Radio. It's the only way to fly. So thank you very much for being one of our listeners. And if you'd like to be on my show, all you have to do is just email me, barb@stagetomes.com. There's no charge to you. It'll be my joy to interview you, feature you about your business, your work, your passion. That's what I'm doing, is sharing with you my passion. In 1972, right here in Bellevue, Washington, where our great studio is, I invented something called staging. That was the word I used because I used to be in the theater. And it's stuck. And so now, after teaching 600,000 people around the world, but mainly the U.S. and Canada, and also 3,500 new graduates in our accredited staging professional courses, it's really a joy to have ASPs and ASPMs, those are the masters, listening. And any of you, whether you rent or own, our place we call home is very special to us. And we realize that our life is a stage. And so whether we're staging our home environment, our cars, the way we look, I stage myself every morning, hopefully, as I get up and head out into the world, why, it is a joy again to be with you. We're on every Monday and Friday from 2 to 3, so please spread the word, because I'll be back with you on Fridays and Mondays every week into the future. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. My husband, Kirk Bohr, is here with me today, and I said, you know what, I'm inviting you to come into the studio with me, and I'm so glad you said yes. Lean up to the mic and say hi, would you please?
Hello, hello. Happy holidays.
Yeah, I'm so glad. You sound so great. Your voice sounds great. And I want to say a big hi, and I'm sure you do too, to our staff in California as well as Washington. We have a great office down in the San Francisco Bay Area, where we've been down there for 2 years. And hi to Shell and Gary and Nellie, who's the newest one on our team. I love her name. And Sandy and to Dan and Chris and Terry Lynn and Bob. And the list just goes on and on. And Jenny Norris up in the Sacramento area, as well as our great trainers that are in Toronto, Canada, that area, St. Catharines, actually, and Minneapolis, where Linnell is, and then we have Jackie in Wichita, and we have Joey in the Las Vegas area. So see, we're just all over the planet, and we love it. We've met a lot of people through the great internet. Haven't we met a lot of great people this last 2 years?
It's been fabulous. The quality of people just never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, it really is true. And so Kirk and I work hard to bring the best that we can to you through the internet of stagetomes.com, stagedhomes.com. And through stagetomes.com, you can find the correct realtor to list your home as an ASP, meaning accredited staging professional realtor. Two things sell a house. One is price and the other is staging. And the greatest of these to me is staging, because in a slow market, your house, when it's staged, will be the one that sells and the others sit. And in a hot market, you're going to get even more money. And it'll sell even quicker. So staging works. It's called presentation. It's really a marketing tool. And so your home becomes a house and the house becomes a product. And that's why we stage it. But you can also stage it to live in. That's why a lot of owners, as I've staged houses, over 2,000 of them now, since I first invented this in Bellevue many, many years ago, have said, gosh, we like it so much now that you've staged it to sell. We want to live this way. Come stage the next house for us that we move into. So we've been doing that too. And Kirk, my dear husband, we call him Captain Kirk because his name is not Kurt. It's Kirk, K-I-R-K. And Captain, you are a real estate agent as well, right?
You bet. I've been for years.
When did you get your license?
Well, originally back in, I think, 1982.
1982, that's the year we met.
That's right.
Is that right? Did I kind
good
of...
Good memory.
Did I kind of keep my promise to you? I told you when we were dating you would never be bored.
This is true.
This is really true. And life is such an adventure. It's so great to be alive and really working with people that you love and care about and following your heart's desire. So whatever that is, this is a good time of year to really remember what your passions are all about and go out and make them come true. You can do anything that you want to do. And I'm working on proving that in my own life. And my husband, Kirk, is a part of that too.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. What do you want to say to our staff in California? They're listening right now.
Work, 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 work. We'll be there soon.
Oh, he's the slave driver. See, I'm not the slave driver that people think I am. Anyway.
We've got a great team, and it's just been wonderful what's been happening in our great little company the last couple of years. And you forgot to mention Shelley Wagner.
Oh, Shelley is
trainer.
Our new... Thank you.
Yeah, so she's going to be doing programs to credit staging professionals in the state of Michigan. So we're continuing to grow and helping more people, and that's really the exciting thing, because these success stories are just incredible that we hear from the homeowners, the sellers, the people that profit from using our ESPs. Those are the stories that we love to hear, and believe me, we hear them from all over the country in all types of markets, and it's just really a joy to be a part of making those great things happen.
Really is. It really is. And as I started to say before, and I didn't finish, and so I'm appreciative that I can remember to do this now, is that when you come to the site, stagehomes.com, you can find an ASP realtor to list your house and an ASP stager to stage your house. And then they can put your home, now that it's staged, on stagehomes.com. It's the only site in the world that has only properties that are prepared for sale. It's much easier to purchase a home that's staged, because you can actually see more easily what you're buying and investing in. And then also we offer, of course, our wonderful trainings. And I do appreciate you mentioning Shelley, because she just was with us in California from Michigan, and she's a great lady. Also, there is someone that I want to introduce right now. We're going to have a commercial break in a few minutes, but I want to introduce her now, and then I want to bring her back after the commercial, because I did not forget her. I was waiting for the big drum roll so I could introduce her. And she is the first person that came to work with me when I started stagedhomes.com. And that is our dear BJ Johnson. BJ, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing just great.
I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Hello.
Hey, BJ.
Hi, Kirk.
It's so wonderful to have you, first of all, in the company. And, you know, you came to work with me because we had met you when you purchased land through us on Whidbey Island.
That's right.
And how long ago was that?
That's been more than 6 years now.
Wow, time goes so fast.
It does. That's amazing.
And then you built this incredible house on the island.
We did, my husband and I.
And
from scratch.
From scratch is the truth. And you put so much love and care into it. And it is a beautiful house and always will be. And then you were looking for work on the island. And you had gone to work with one of the real estate companies there. And then 9/11 happened. And they had to lay off the person that had started, you know, the soonest or newest. And that was you. And then I heard about that because I put in a good word for you when you got that position, although I know you got that on your own. And then I said, BJ, would you come to work for me? And your real name is Barbara Jean, right?
It's Barbara Kay.
Oh, it's Barbara Kay.
Well, you know, the J for Johnson.
Oh, okay. All these years I've been telling everybody it was Barbara Jean Johnson. I am so sorry. I stand corrected.
It's okay.
Well, now you have another second name.
I think that was a song.
Kirk thinks that was a song. In his hippie days, he sold records, so he knows.
Yeah, there's a lot of Barbara songs.
Yeah, there are. So, you know, bye, bye, bye. We could start singing harmony. Come on, chime in. No. And so, because people would call and they get us mixed up, why, you were very sweet to go to your initials of Barbara Johnson to BJ.
Right.
And you were the first to come on board, and she'll always hold, always, this very, very, very special place in my heart. I adore you. I hope you know that.
Well, how could I not?
I hope you do. I hope you do.
You both are just so precious to me, and just, you know, really, you make me always feel very special and very included in everything, so.
Well, that's because you are special. And you are, I think of grace when I think of you. I think of peace. I think of joy. I think of caring. And it is my joy to interview you today. And we're going to go to commercial break here in just a second.
Okay.
Please stay tuned, everybody, because I want to talk with BJ about all kinds of things. She's a great stager, by the way, too. I can tell you that firsthand. So when we come back from commercial, I want to talk with BJ and just interview her about all kinds of things. And you're listening to KKNW. This is Barb Schwarz, and I'm so glad you're with me today. This is Positive Choice Talk Radio, 1150 AM on the dial, the only station to listen to. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Woo! What kind of music is that? What is that music? It sounded like funeral music. What was that? I don't know. I'm giving our new producer in-house some teas. What song was that? Do you know? Speak. Oh, wise ones, speak.
I have no idea what that was. It was just, it was Embrace.
It was a filler.
It was Embrace.
Embrace.
That's what that was.
There you go.
Just, I liked it.
Well, you liked it. Kirk
See,
liked
thank
it.
You.
Lean
sisters,
up. You have to lean up.
Thank
man.
You.
It was not the
Well,
sisters,
there you
but.
Go. That's all right. It just calmed me down a minute is what it did. No. Anyway, I like to tease and have fun, as you can tell. So we were visiting with BJ Johnson, Barbara, not Jean, but Barbara K. I love it. And BJ, tell everyone where you live now.
I live in the wonderful city of Arlington.
And where is that? I know, but they may not.
Arlington is, well, we're very north Arlington, and
not Texas. This is
people
Washington.
Here in this area may have heard of Camano Island or Stanwood. We are that same exit, so we're very north Arlington. And we're about an hour and a half from the Canadian border.
Oh, wow. Have you been up to Canada since you moved there?
I haven't. My husband has. He went on a fishing trip. But
well, you've got lots going on. And so let everybody know all the things that you do. And you'll say, I know you, you'll say, oh, you know, not a lot. You do so much for StageTomes.com. Tell everybody what you do.
Well, I do a variety of things. Probably... my most time-consuming thing that I do is input people into the database of our StageTomes.com website. Once you become an ASP, which means completing the two-day course and receiving your ASP designation, you have a spot on our website, and I'm the one who inputs everyone into that website. I take the information that everyone fills out in class and transport that into the database.
And that's a lot of work. That is a lot of work. You live with a computer a lot, don't you?
Well, I do. Yes, that's my buddy.
Yes, you do.
Well, our classes are growing so much in size that it really is becoming a big job. And but that's a good thing. You know, each one of our trainers or classes, you know, are just growing and growing. And so, you know, yeah, it that's why it's probably my most time-consuming responsibility that I have right now, which is a good thing, and I enjoy doing that.
Well, we're so thrilled to have you doing that for all of us, and I know your heart and your passion is to help all of the ASP graduates and everyone that you meet. And, I mean, sometimes I see you putting in like 150 zip codes at a time. That's a lot.
Yes, yes.
So there's a lot of data entry that you do, and you also work with people on the phone too, right?
Well, I do. My phone number and email are on the database for people to contact me. When they go into the calendar, and if they're interested in a particular class, they can click right on the date of that class, and they can contact me that way, and then I can get them the necessary information that they need. And I talk to them and find out a little bit about them, and then I get them the correct information and the trainer contact information for the course that they're interested in.
That's so great. So anyone listening that would like to know more about our courses, which are accredited, please do go to StageTomes.com. That's staged, StageHomes.com, and click on the course calendar. And then all you do is click on a date, and you'll see the picture of our trainers that are training in those cities, and in addition to my own for the greater Seattle area, where is we have our home on Whidbey Island, and I teach a course in Seattle once a month, and then down in the Bay Area of San Francisco. They're like sister cities to me, once a month. And we're very blessed to be out of two such great areas. And so, BJ, then you'll see her name come up, where you can click on her email, and any of you that want any kind of information, she is the best person and the most loving person that could convey that to you for areas around the country. Shell down in the California area is our manager of the California office and our marketing director there, and she is the best one for clicking her name to find out about courses that yours truly, Barb, teaches. So, BJ, I just so appreciative of everything you do, and I wanted to ask you, I love your new place. Tell everybody, kind of describe the place you moved to when you moved from the island up to Arlington. Just describe your house. There's some cool things about it that I think people would really enjoy.
Well, it definitely is unique. After having the 5-acre parcel that we had on the island, you really become accustomed to having your space, and the thought of moving back into a neighborhood just really was a little discouraging. So in this area, really to get some acreage, you kind of go north or south. And we happened, and we know that it was just meant to be, because we had a little bit of a time crunch for finding a new home once our home sold on the island. And then we... this wasn't my first choice.
You didn't want to move
it
up there at first. You told me at first, you're like, I don't think I'm even going to go look at that house.
He pointed out this home on the internet. I go, I don't think so. I'm going to need Arlington. And then, I'm serious. I mean, I was so serious that just he and the agent went to look at it first.
So he went without you the first time.
He did. I was really not interested.
But... sounds like my husband and I in reverse. No.
Yeah. Well, I just really didn't feel I wanted to live that far north. But in looking at it on the internet and then, of course, once I saw it in person, it was even better. It really touched both of our hearts. We knew really that we both wanted acreage again, and we do have another 5-acre piece of property with all the wonderful trees and wildlife that goes along with that, and very few neighbors around us, but we do have some. And,
yeah.
I would consider this probably, you know, rural area.
That is so great. And you were sharing that because you're used to the deer on Whidbey Island. I was telling a neighbor on Whidbey yesterday about you that when you got up to Arlington, you said, these are the biggest deer you've ever seen. That they're like twice the size. I'm teasing, but maybe it's a different species of deer or something.
Well, they were a little more mature.
Big
antler things, and they were big enough that they loved eating all the apples off of the trees and had no problem doing that.
Well, I saw the baby deer that has been born and lived around the place that we have on Whidbey, and so they're so beautiful, and I know they do eat a lot of things. I planted 3 new bushes, and they just ate them off to the ground. Actually, 6 of them. However, I just chose not to get upset about it. It was like, okay, well, now maybe I contributed to your vitamins and minerals or something, so now I'm going to plant something different in those spots. And I did find a good repellent. They say that Tabasco sauce is a wonderful thing to put out around the plants because they don't like that taste.
Right.
And so I started that on a new plant that they like, and they're not eating it. So far, it's working. They must have gotten a little bit of taste when they took their first crunch. Now, your home, I just love it. It's 2 stories high, and you have these pillars around this huge porch that goes all the way around the outside like a big farmhouse, which I wanted to convey to the listeners because it's so special, I think, to see a property like that. And then describe this grapevine. Do you know what kind of grapes those are? That's the biggest vine I've ever seen in my life.
Well, to be honest, I don't know the particular name of the, you know, the kind of grape that it is. But, you know, once you have a mature grapevine, it really takes off. And actually, right now, it's really nice because all the leaves are off of it, and it's just the grapevine itself. But that's such a neat architectural look in itself.
Right.
You know, with no leaves on it. But it's just, we saw it in full bloom at first when we looked at the home, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. But you're right, it is a farm-style type of a home, kind of with a a porch that surrounds it.
So beautiful, and yet it wasn't built in like 1910 or something. It's not that old, and I love the style, and I want to do it justice as close as I can, that the vine goes along the roof line at the edge of the porch all the way around the house, and I'm telling you, that vine is just like, it must be on steroids. It's incredible. And those grapes, you gave us some to eat, and they were beautiful green, a real sweet shade of green, almost a celadon light green. I loved them. And they're like, oh, boy, they're addictive. They were fabulous grapes, very small, but fabulous.
Yeah, it's kind of the fun part of, you know, of having something like a grapevine, because then you know, you do get the benefit of getting to, you know, eat the fruit, too. And it's just so pretty, the clusters hanging and things. So,
and next year, maybe you can make wine.
Well, if we get enough. I think that's, you know, I don't know if we have enough to make. But, you know, if we there is a possibility we may plant other grapevine.
You know? Well, you know I love to have fun. And I could come up like Lucy, because I have red hair now. And I could help you squish those grapes inside of a big tub or something. Remember when she did that? She held that dress up?
Yes,
of her. She's prancing her. I think that's a world-famous episode of I Love Lucy. And Lucy's one of my heroes.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah, just like you're one of my heroes. And, Kirk, we're going to be going to commercial break quickly. Is there anything you'd like to say to BJ real quick? Because our time goes so fast.
I know.
It's gone so fast.
Well, this is such a special property. One of the reasons I thought too was because it used to be a lavender farm, and so there's acres of lavender, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, it really
is. It's a very special place.
And we're just so happy for you. We love you with all our hearts. Everybody that meets you, BJ, just always talks about how special you are as a woman, as a human being, and you're so giving and caring, and I just can't wait to get my arms around you in December as we have another course in the Seattle area. And BJ is
always... Well, I was going to say, that's my favorite responsibility and job that I have, is working with the two of you at the classes.
Well, thank you. And we're so blessed to have such great people come. And so I want to wish you happy holidays, dear BJ, and I look forward to seeing you really soon, in just a few weeks, 3 weeks, back in Seattle. And that training, for any of you interested, will be at the Windermere Education in Sandpoint. It's open to all agents and all decorators or stagers, and all you have to do is email us at stagedhomes.com. You can email BJ or Shell, Shell, and they'll get you the information. So God bless, BJ. I love you. I appreciate you being on the show. And you just have a great couple of weeks, and we'll see you soon.
Take care, BJ.
See you both in a while.
All right, sweetie. Everyone, stay tuned. When we come back, I'm going to interview the director and founder of the Children's Theater, and it is so great, the things that they do. You're listening to 1150 AM on the dial, KKNW, Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwarz, and I'm so glad you're a part of my day today. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. That's nice music. Thank you so much. Before, I was just teasing. I was, you know.
No problem. I understand.
Right.
I'm the new guy, so.
Well, you sound really
I'm
good.
I'm open to everything.
You sound good on the radio. You sound almost like God. You sound really good. Good voice.
Got
awesome.
That good, deep voice.
There you go. God must have a deep voice. I have no doubt. Well, I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. This is Barb Schwarz, and I'm very thankful for you in my life. Whether we've ever met or not, we're still meeting right now, and I believe that the spoken word has so much energy to it. I know this. They've been able to measure that, and so what we say and what we think and what we do really does have an effect on others. And I talk a lot of times about the steps of growth. The first step really is where a lot of us slip in and out of every day, and I know that happens to me too, and it's always a choice, and that's what I call victim mentality. So it's like, this driver cut me off, he did this to me, or my boss made me feel bad, or whatever. And I can slip right into that at any time, like anybody. However, we realize that we can control our thinking, and we can make positive choices instead of negative ones like the victim. And so all I can tell you is that I'm working on it, because I'm not there yet. And the second stage, to me, is what I call the state of independence. And I love that, because that's when we realize that we are a mature adult. We can control our thoughts. We can stop. And that's what I'm working on, is to stop, take a time out, and even for a split second say, wait a minute, I have a way that I can respond to this where I don't play the victim. And I've gotten really good at it in my professional career and my professional life. Where I'm working on it the most right now is my personal life. And I welcome others in their personal lives around me, and those that I don't even know, to continue to work on that, too. I invite us all to work on that. I'm reading a great book right now that's called The Power of Now, and I really love it. I highly suggest that you get it. It's on the bestseller New York Times list, The Power of Now, and it's written by Eckhart is his first name. And I have the book in my car, and there's a shorter abbreviation or a version of it as well as the bigger text, and then there are the audio cassettes. And so really any form that you get, I think it's a really great way to think. It teaches us that we can decide and to live in the now right now of how we choose to respond. So number one is, do we want to play the victim? Or number two, do we say, nope, enough of that? So I'm going to the state of independence, and that's my own version. And so then we say, well, wait a minute, I can respond the way that I want, and I'm going to choose a positive choice. And that's why I love this station, Positive Choice Alternative Talk Radio. And for years, I think many, many millions of people have said, gosh, the news and television and radio is full of so much negativity. Couldn't there just be something positive? That's what this network is about. That's what this choice is, Positive Choice Talk Radio. So we really appreciate you listening, because without you, we would not be on the air. I know I certainly would not. Then the third state of growth, I think, is where we realize that we are independent and yet we are interdependent. And when we look at the example of we need the planet, in other words, to be alive, and the planet needs us to be good caretakers of the planet so that it lives a long, long, we hope, healthy life. And we've already done some things that aren't that good to our planet, and so many, many millions of people are working to correct that. Meanwhile, we realize that although we have the choice of how we respond, we do, we also do have an effect on each other. So we are interdependent. So what I do does have an effect on other people, even though they have the choice of how they do respond. And so the last stage then is the state that I work to live in as much as I can. And I really call that a let go, almost let God, position or state of growth. And by that I mean it's when you know in your heart you've done your very, very, very best. Worry isn't going to solve it. Coming up with more objections isn't going to solve it. It's where you really say, you know what, I've done my best, and I'm going to release the outcome. And so releasing the outcome, I think, is what life is really about, that you go about your very best every day. You realize that you don't have to be the victim, that you are independent, that what you do say and do has an effect on other people, and then you're going to do your very best and release the outcome, because other people have to respond in the way that works for them at their time of making that response. I think everybody's doing the best they know how to do, and all of us are constantly working to get better and better at living this thing called life, because we are spiritual beings having this human experience. One of the people that I really want to compliment for making such a difference in her day-to-day life is Martha Murphy. And she is the director and the founder of Whidbey Children's Theater on Whidbey Island. And if you have not gone to a performance of the Children's Theater on Whidbey Island, it's only a 15-minute ferry ride. Call, get the tickets, and drive over. You will love what you see. And at this time, I want to reintroduce to you, because I've had Martha on the show before, and I'm thrilled to have you back. Martha, are you there? Martha, calling Martha. This is Barb calling Martha. Are you there, Martha?
I'm here. Hi.
She's here. Oh, this is good.
Sorry. I I'm in theater, so you never know what's going on.
That's all right, girl. You know, I invented something called staging, and it came from my theater days. So
we just
punt. That's what we do.
Thank you. And I apologize if I inconvenienced you or any of your listeners out there.
Are you kidding? Not at all. Everything works in perfect order in Barb's world. And
perfect.
That's the way I choose to see life. And so as we were working to bring you on to the show, I was able to share some thoughts about stages of growth, steps of growth, from being the victim to saying, no, we're independent. We make our own decisions. We don't have to play victim. And then we become interdependent and realize that we have an effect on each other as you are doing the great work you're doing. And then we put the kids out there and we release the outcome, as you're doing in the children's theater. And tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea and a little of the history, because someone that listened to the show when I had you on before may have missed that.
Well, thanks, Barb. Yes, I'd love to. Back in 1981, I found myself a single mom, not to my liking. I had a marriage that was ending, and I was moving and trying to start a new life with two young children. And I wanted to have work that included, you know, that gave me flexibility with my hours and that I could include my children with. And I grew up in a big family where we did a lot of singing, and my dad played the piano, and I've taught school. I taught secondary English for many years and did theater programs in high schools. So I just love being with children. So I combined my love of the stage and my love of working with children and started offering classes in my home initially. And that was back in the first show I ever had was a Christmas show in my living room in December of 1981. And over these past 23 years, it's just grown, and I've, you know, expanded my programs. And then this past year, a year ago, we became a nonprofit charitable organization. And now we've just got a new home here in downtown Langley and, you know, new programming, and things are going really well. And I just love working with children and making a difference in their lives.
Well, you are making a huge difference in their lives and in the lives of others. And if you could see my face right now, the people in the studio will tell you I'm just smiling and beaming because I love what you're doing.
Well, thanks, Barb. We're going to have to get together and have lunch, right?
We will. Please, let's make that a date. You know, we're headed to the airport when the show's over today. We've been on the island home. Mm-hmm. We moved into a new place on Smuggler's Cove Road in August, and we commute, as you know, back and forth between San Francisco and here. And so I have the joy of being in my own theater with my seminars each month, and again, I'm just so honored to have the chance to interview you on the show. And my husband is sitting beside me. Lean up to the microphone again. I need to keep you leaning up here. His name is Captain Kirk. And say hi to Martha.
Hi, Captain Kirk.
Hey, Martha. How are you?
That kind of sounds like a stage name. Are you in theater?
I named him that because people would always say Kurt, like K-U-R-T. And so I thought, you know, like Star Trek, Captain Kirk.
That'll do it every time.
I'm afraid. I think the audience would go to sleep if I were on stage.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hey, well, Barb, you know, I have a big show that's opening this weekend here.
And I want you to tell everybody about it. We're going to go to commercial break in a minute, but I want you to tell them first, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about it. So when
It's called Twas the Night. It's a musical, and it's based on the poem Twas the Night Before Christmas, and it features cast 38. I've got adults and children. We're from ages 5 to 50 on stage.
Big kids.
I've got a chorus line of reindeer and a tap dancing Rudolph who just happens to be here. I hope we can talk to him too.
Oh, good. The tap dancing Rudolph. Is that Orson?
That's Orson Osman.
Orson, your reputation precedes you, and I want to interview you and Martha when we come back from break in a second. So tell the show opens when? This weekend?
Yes, we open this Saturday, December 4th. We have an 11 o'clock and a 2 o'clock performance on Saturday and a 2 o'clock on Sunday. And on the following weekend, the same, 11 and 2 on Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday. We perform at a movie theater, and so we have all our shows during the day when the movies aren't playing.
And that's down in Langley.
Down on First Street at the famous Clyde Theater.
At the Clyde Theater, which I love it. I love
Absolutely.
It. Well, everyone.
We'll talk some more about it after your break.
Yes, and everyone stay tuned because this is Barb Schwarz interviewing Martha. That really started such a wonderful thing, the Children's Theater. And she blesses the life, I think, of many, many children and adults. So when we come back, I want to interview her some more to find out about what she's up to in addition to the show coming up and to Orson, the tap-dancing Rudolph reindeer, too. This is KKNW, 1150 AM on the dial. Thanks for listening. Positive Choice Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Barb Schwarz, and I'm so thrilled that you're listening today. I hope to be able to light up your life because you're lighting up mine just knowing that you're listening. So hi to you wherever you are, and happy holidays. We've had a beautiful Thanksgiving, at least I hope you did, and Hanukkah and Christmas are coming, And that's a great time to tell people that you love them, that you care about them, and don't forget to tell yourself. Because it's great that we give things to lots of people that we care about. Sometimes we forget to give a little bit extra love to ourselves. I know that's something I just have to keep working on, too. So thanks for listening today. And it is my sincere pleasure and joy to reintroduce to you Martha Murphy, the director of the Whidbey Children's Theater on Whidbey Island. And she has, and the wonderful theater has, a wonderful production coming. And let's re-announce that again in case someone just joined us now, Martha. So tell us again when it's playing and the name of the show.
Okay, I'd love to. The name of the musical is Twas the Night, and it is based on the popular poem Twas the Night Before Christmas, and it features 38 cast members, mostly youth. We have adults in the show, too. And it's a comedy, but it's also very heartwarming, and it will be enjoyed by all. It opens this Saturday, December 4th, and it plays on Saturday at 11 and 2 o'clock, and on Sunday the 5th at 2 o'clock. And the following weekend it plays again on the 11th at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And the final show is December 12th at 2 p.m.
Wow. And for those listening, and we're going to do this very slowly, and I'm going to give you advance warning, all my friends listening. Grab your pencil, get the pencil, because a lot of times we're thinking, you know, what could I do to get in the spirit, and what could I do that's a little different, because we do the same thing every year, perhaps. So you need to call and get tickets and then go over to Whidbey Island. All you do is drive up I-5, take the Mukilteo cutoff. It's a sweet little beautiful drive down to the water. Every time I come down to the ferry, I just go, oh, and just relax. And then it's only a 15-minute ferry ride. We're not talking 3 hours. We're talking 15 minutes. You get off the boat, you head up the highway. That's where they let us get off. And you just go straight up. 525 is the highway, right off the ferry. Watch for the sign that says, turn right for Langley. Langley is right there on the south end of Whidbey Island. And then go down to First Street, and the theater is the Clyde Theater. You know, like Bonnie and Clyde, only this is without Bonnie.
So yes, this, and it was built, I guess it's been around for 65. I think it was built in the 30s, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
It's a vintage theater that has been kept exactly like it was.
That is so cool.
In the early days. It's worth a trip to Langley just to go sit in the Clyde Theater.
It really, really is. I mean that, too, from the bottom of my heart. So now that you got your pencil, everybody, what is the phone number we can call for tickets?
You can call area code 360-221-8707.
And so
we take credit cards, so can accommodate anybody that wants to come see our show.
Oh, good. And in case they got wrapped up in what we were talking about, the Clyde, I'm going to say it again. 360-221-8707. And call and get the tickets. How much do the tickets cost?
We have tickets priced from $6 to $10.
Wow.
Yep.
I cannot think.
A real bargain.
I guess so. And the performances are usually sold out. People just talk about it. Everybody that sees it, the great job that all the kids do, all the children do. And with you, I understand, right there is Orson Osman.
Yep. One of my drama students here with the Whidbey Children's Theater, who's been working with me since he was, I've known him since he was a baby, and
wow.
He started doing classes and working with me when he was about 5, I would say.
Wow.
And now he's 16, and he has one of the leads in this show, and I'd love to have you talking to him. So I'm going to let Orson get on the line with you now, Barb.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Orson, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, man. I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, great. Well, come to see the show.
Well, I
there.
Will. You'll probably be mobbed with fans, though, afterwards. I'll have to get in a long line. And I'm just really thrilled to have you on my radio show. And Whidbey is my home, too. We live up in Greenbank, but used to live on Saratoga Road right there in Langley. And we also lived over at Eustis Bay on the golf course. And so have you lived on the island since you were young?
Yeah, I was born in Coopville, and I live on Honeymoon Bay Road right now.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the Barb and Helga team, the real estate team?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the dynamic duo? Well, I'm the Barb of the Barb and Helga team.
Oh, well, nice to connect the voice with the face, I guess.
Thanks, sweetie, and I'm excited to see you and hear you. And tell us about the role that you are playing in this particular production.
Well, it's Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, and he's kind of the outcast of all the other all the other reindeers, and so I'm one of the two actually male reindeers, and so there's the other one, Dasher, and he gets all the girls and all the does, really, and so I'm just the buck without a doe, and that's the song I sing.
That's the song you sing. You're a buck without a doe.
I'm a buck without a doe.
That song has got to be a classic.
Oh, it's pretty good.
That's got to be a classic. I bet I've seen you at the Clyde when I've gone to the movies, which we do all the time, and you guys are always down in the front, you know, five or six rows.
Oh, yeah.
Watching. So now I've got to meet you officially and tell us now how much of the time in the production are you on stage yourself?
The reindeer, I don't know. The whole show, it's really an ensemble show. There aren't really any leads. I'm one of the lead reindeer, but there's kind of, I don't know, there's many intertwined stories. And so we're dispersed throughout the entire show, but we're not on stage for the whole time.
Now, how long is the production?
The whole production's about 90 minutes.
Cool. I was thinking maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, and who did all the costumes? Where do you get all those?
Well, we actually have someone. We're at the Porter Building, and there's someone making them right now. Believe it or not, they're not finished yet. So.
And what about the set production? I mean, you know, actually.
Well, the set we have to accommodate to the small Clyde Theater stage, so we have actually extensions that come out onto the first row of seats, and this set is actually kind of multi-platform and. It's pretty neat. There's little holes for the mice to go through, and they live in there. And they're little mice. They're all like third graders, and they run around and have their little adventures. And then there's a cat. There's the house cat, and he chases them around. And then the reindeer come in, and Santa. And
cool.
Yeah.
Who plays the part of Santa? I'm just curious.
Santa. His name is Rob Scott. He's also building our set.
Well, there you go. It's this multitasking that we all do that's so important. And do you have plans for a career in theater?
Yeah, actually, well, I want to go into film.
Film. I'm with you, man. Cool.
Yeah, actually, I want to go to, I want to major in film, but I also want to pursue theater and not so much musical theater as dramatic theater, straight drama, and films, and I want to make films.
Well, I've been working on this a long time myself, too, and my heart goes out to you. If I'd known when I was your age what I know now, that is a choice I would have selected, too. And I just filmed my television pilot that's coming out on ABC Family Channel. And so that'll be coming out about home staging, which I happen to invent. And so we shot 20 hours of film on that. And I also love the directing end. Don't you like the directing end, too?
I haven't gotten into it as much, but I'm sure, as every actor does, want to direct. So
yeah,
I haven't found that desire yet. I'm pretty happy just sitting on the other end.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I've learned over time in my 50, so many years, that I really am enjoying the writing of the script, the directing and the acting in it as well. And my heart goes out to you in my admiration because of what you're doing, and you really are making a difference. And I hope you know that, because what you're doing on the theater, up on the stage in front of the others, whether they're children or adults, is entertaining and really making people feel so great. And that's really important. There can be people in your audience that, you know, someone could have just passed away in their family, or they've got a big crisis and they come to see you. And so what you're doing is really, really important.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. What's your favorite part of the play?
My favorite part of the play, where I come in at the end and I'm finally redeemed. I'm no longer the buck without the doe.
Oh, there you go. I was hoping there was a happy ending.
Yeah.
This is good. I was really hoping.
I come at the end and I have reindeer kisses all over my cheeks.
Oh, there you go. Yes. I love it. Now, we want to announce again that this show starts when? When's the first performance?
The first performance is next Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday, December 4th.
December 4th, okay.
Sunday the 5th.
Sunday the 5th.
And there are shows on Saturdays at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Okay, and 11 then, and 2.
11 and 2. And then Sundays, our performances are at 2.
Cool.
And then on the next weekend, it's the same schedule.
It's the same
Saturdays
thing.
11 and 2, and Sundays at 2 o'clock.
That is so great. And for tickets, everyone, please call. You will be so glad you did. Your weekend is going to be lit up by going to see the wonderful, talented people in the Children's Theater on Whidbey Island in Langley at the Clyde Theater. And the phone number is 360-221-87. I'm not that old yet. 07. And I'm not that young now either. And yet there are seven-year-olds in the play, I have no doubt. Now,
oh, yeah.
Our time goes so quickly, and I apologize. There was a little bit of a challenge getting a hold and making the connections by phone from Bellevue to, you know, the island today. It should be easy, but it was one of those things. And so it was just a joy to have you on, and I hope you'll come back. Will you come back on?
Oh, I'd love to.
The show would be my real pleasure. And
yeah.
I also want to say a big heartfelt thanks to Martha and for the great work that she's doing. So would you please pass that on to her?
Yeah.
All right, and then I do they still
okay?
Hey, Martha,
hey.
do they still say break a leg?
They do.
They still
it's
do.
Still
okay,
quite the thing. We
all
can,
right.
we would love to hear that from you because we are really looking forward to having a great run here of this really creative show that we're doing.
Well, it's been my joy to have you on, and time goes so quickly. We'll have you back soon. I promised you that last time, and I kept my word.
Absolutely.
And so, Martha, you keep up the great work. My best to everybody. Thanks for listening. This is Barb Schwarz. Have a fabulous week. We'll talk again on Friday. Happy holidays, everyone. I care about you. You take good care. Bye-bye.